Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. Wednesday morning here on KSJE, and as usual, we're going into the sandbox to play nice with Ron Price, who is here with me in Studio A. Good morning, Mr. Price. Good to have you here.
Thank you, Scott. You know, people sometimes ask me, where'd you come up with the title, Play Nice in Your Sandbox? And I honestly don't know. I know this.
Was there some childhood incident that has struck you over these years, or what? No?
Yeah, I'll go into therapy after this, and we'll find out. Thank you, Scott. Sure. Where should I send you the bill?
Right. Thanks.
But I do know that when people ask me, where did you grow up, I always say I'm trying to do it in Farmington, New Mexico. So
there you go.
I don't want to grow up. I don't mind being an adult, being responsible for myself. But why grow up? Then what?
Yeah.
You know, when you grow up, you forget to laugh. You forget to have fun. And so the sandbox has lots of different lessons for us. That's where it came from. Not much deeper than that.
Very true.
But
very
what
true.
What are we talking about today? Remind me.
We are talking about a practice that prevents conflict.
And what was that again?
Hopefully you know.
Hopefully I do.
Yeah.
Humility.
Oh.
Humility.
Oh.
It's called a virtue for a good reason. Scott, I've been listening again to Dale Carnegie's How to Win Friends and Influence People, which is probably the most misnamed book I've ever heard. It sounds like how to manipulate people and get from them what you want. That's not it at all. It's some wonderful life lessons that we need to be reminded of from time to time. And in a recent chapter, he talked about how everybody you meet wants to feel important. And I think that's true. We've talked in here about how everybody you meet wants to be heard and understood.
Sure.
They want to feel important. Well, that goes for us as well. So humility is sometimes cast to the side. Humility is acknowledging that others are perhaps more gifted than you are in certain areas, that you don't have to have your way all the time, that it's good to let others go first and so forth. Now, Scott, for you and I, humility is tough. It when you're as good looking as we are,
yes.
When
yes.
you're as intelligent as we are,
we get the two shot up so everyone can see us talking here. Yes.
When you're already as humble as yes. we are, I mean, right. we're among the most humble people I know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Wallflowers.
Is that enough Ron foolery?
Yeah. Yeah.
Humility is an enjoyable virtue. It's not just something you do for everybody else, Scott. It's something we do for ourselves. Take a four-way stop for an example.
Please.
You come up to the four-way stop at the exact moment as another vehicle. Well, you could just honk on the horn and race through, step on the gas and race through. Or you can say, you know what, after you, why don't you go first? I promise you there's more joy in that. You get to a parking space in a crowded parking lot, and there's one space and there's a vehicle coming the other way. You could just zip right into that spot. You know, the thrill, if you're like most people I know, that's not going to last very long. How much better to say, oh, go ahead, I'll find another spot. And again, I'm not saying, oh, be Mr. Mrs. Nice, whatever, Miss Nice, or am I? Because the benefits of that come back to us manyfold. It's a wonderful day in the neighborhood. Fred Rogers
right.
had it right. And if we could practice more humility, we'd have less conflict.
True.
Because so often conflicts come when we feel our rights have been violated. We've been mistreated. We deserve better, whatever. Okay. I mean, sometimes that's true. But if we could practice a little humility, realizing we're no more perfect than anybody else, and we like when people let us go first, what's that golden rule, Scott? Do unto others as you would have them do unto you.
True.
We wish others would treat us with humility. I strongly advocate in this new year, let's be doing that for others. Can you imagine how much less conflict we'd have?
Boy,
how much more peaceful interactions and relationships.
Very true.
If people were exhibiting more humility in their life. Just a thought to consider.
Very, very true. And, you know, it makes me think about another thing that you taught me here in the studio that I have thought about numerous times since you brought it up on the program, Ron Price, which is AGI. Assume good intentions. I remember that because I've used it and I've told myself that multiple times since we talked about it. So thank you for that. And, you know, when I'm at that four-way stop or whatever the case may be, if I assume good intentions, the guy's not trying to beat me through the intersection or anything else like that. It's just be nice, right?
So be nice. It ain't that it isn't that complicated. I forgot we were in a college environment.
That's right.
It isn't that complicated to be nice. We just have to make that choice sometimes.
That's right. Very true. Thank you very much for all these lessons, Ron Price. Appreciate it.
You bet. Thank you, Scott. Thanks for remembering AGI.
I haven't forgotten it because I use it all the time.
All right, then.
What did that mean? Oh, AGI. No, it didn't mean anything. Anyway, thank you, Ron.
You're welcome.
Ron Price is here with me every Wednesday with Beads of Knowledge just like this on KSJE Farmington.
Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.